Says the Gemara that Kuv Ches Amud Beis, four lines up. Tana Abom. Hakel Chayavim Ba'avor Kreishin Alolu. Everyone's tired with these four creatures. Echad Anoshim, Echad Noshim. Those males and females are chayiv with other creatures. Echad Tinei Kreishin, kids as well.
Can you read in the Chayiv on each one as
No. Men, women, and kids all chayiv with other creatures. I'm a good. What point is there to give kids wine? What's the point? You give them cloyes, agoizim, roasted kernels of wheat and nuts. And erev Pesach, they shouldn't fall asleep. They'll be excited and they'll ask the questions. If you do part of the bracelet. Yeah, it's all part of one bracelet. So that's the Gemara. And then the Gemara ends up Omer Lomer Rebbe Kiva, that they said about Rebbe Kiva, Shem Mechale Kloyes Vergoizim, that Shinoikos, Perev Pesach, he would give out these type of candy. So they shouldn't fall asleep, but rather they should be interested and ask questions. And that's right. Yeah, this is us quoting it. That's where Kiva of Tavin is. So, and that's where it comes from. The halacha is brought down. The person should give out candy on Seder night in order to keep the kids awake and excited. So this Gemara, that's the Gemara, but this Gemara is quite difficult to understand. Let's start there now again, a bit slower, and try and dissect each stage. Tana Abono, Hakel Chayavim Ba'avor Kreishis Alolu. Everyone's chayav with Ba'avor Kreishis. Echad Anoshim, why men? Why not? Echad Noshim, Noshim Achayavis. Even though it's mitzvah shehazman gerama, but we learned through the sugya, through the talmud, that afin hoyu beisanis. That was why noshim achayavis. Echad tinoikis, and kids are also chayiv. So why should kids be chayiv with other cases? Huh?
With anything.
They're saying, why should they be chayv with anything? Or they're not chayv with mitzvahs. So, but we know there is an idea of chinuch. Right? So you could have thought it means because of chinuch. So you could have thought Tanakama means because of chinuch. We don't need to come up to that. A lady is really, this should be possible because of the cloud of mitzvahs. But because I've been over in the nest, that's why there's Bichayev. The kids are Chayev with all mitzvahs. Because of Chinuch. So the Bernard, maybe we're talking about before they just come up. Why do you want to say that? No kids can be used for kids' eyes of Chinuch, already.
It wouldn't be obvious.
Right. So they're saying that everyone's chayiv, men, women, and kids. So let's have a look at the Rosh
Hashanah.
And it's a sinner. So let's look at the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says, "Echad tinoikos, shegam hein nigalu." They were also nigalu. They were also redeemed. Now, if we're talking about kids, the reason says in chinuch, I don't need to give you a reason why I should give them wine. Give them wine because they've got mitzvah chinuch. So it seems from the Rashbam that he's talking about kids that are not reached in chinuch. Next Rashbam, back to the Gemara, so Omer Yehuda, chimata ela she'ishu tinoikos v'yayin. Why should he give kids wine? Why should he give them to drink? Now again, if we're talking about age of chinuch, then what's the question, Bechra? Of course you have to give them to drink, because kids have mitzvah of chinuch. But then he doesn't reach age of chinuch. Well, whatever the age of drinking the...
26 in repeat of sinning, it's not a repeat, you don't need to fast for 24 hours and repeat that.
The Ben, I'd like to play devil advocate. Okay, it's fine. A minute ago you were saying that Chinogas means less than Adrian Chilla.
Okay.
Now you're saying Elvin. Fine, fair enough.
You put me away from this.
Okay. So, so the Rashbam, seems to be learning. They're talking about less age of chinuch, and that's why the Yehuda makes a lot of sense. The Yehuda is saying less than age of chinuch. Why should he have to give him to drink? Says Rashi, Rashbam, sorry. Chimat elat ishut yinoikos. Haloi p'torim l'mitzvos. They're possible more mitzvos. If we're talking about the age of chinuch, it doesn't make sense what Rashbam is saying. If we're talking about the kids of age of chinuch, it doesn't make any sense. So then others. So forget, the way we want to learn the Gemara now is talking about less than the age of chinuch. Less than the age of chinuch. Tamakama said you should have to drink because Afinoi Beisenes. So it should be what it says, don't know what you're talking about. Afinoi Beisenes doesn't make sense when somebody's not chayav mitzvahs. If you're possible in the mitzvahs, there's no need to give you any, to give anyone.
Can we use for both?
Can we use for both? Can we use also for a child?
What's the other word?
Yeah.
If you're at the age of chinuch, you're not pasur from the
mitzvah. Oh, so it comes as a good what we're saying. If we talk about a kid that is the age of chinuch, then he would be chayv with arba kvetzes, because he's chayv with mitzvahs. Chayv with mitzvahs meaning chayv with mitzvahs medrabon on the chayv to do all the mitzvahs. A child has reached age of chinuch.
He's 10 years old.
So Shaila is, if he's chayv or his father's chayv,
to make him,
But one thing is sure, he's obligated to do it. Whether it's because of himself or because of his father's discussion amongst the rishonim. But the child, if you ask a rabbi, is this child obligated to drink the wine? Yes. Because he's chayv with mitzvah chinuch. Chayv to do all mitzvah chinuch. Only because of chinuch. So very gishmak. So that's what the Gemara means. If you ask the Rashbam then, a kid that has reached the age of chinuch, is he chayev with avokaitis, according to all opinions, yeah. According to Tanakhama and a contributor.
We're not even talking about that.
Right, we're talking about less than age of chinuch. And then Tanakhama thought he should be chayev because of an avokaitis. To which the Gemara said no. Yeah. Avinu Beisanes is only if it's specific this thing. Sukkah maybe you've got a point, but Lulav is not. Sukkah maybe you've got a point there in the nest of the Anne Kovic. Right? That's what you should talk about.
Why would I thought they're not
chinuch?
If it is chinuch, why would I thought
they're not going to
be chinuch?
So right, by less than age of chinuch, by sukkah, they've spoken out. They can't be chayv because they have to be with their mother, and the mother is not chayv. So they made a some inside the pot.
Not that they're precise.
Without that limud,
I would have known that they are obligated.
Not what limud?
That limud that they're.
Because maybe
why would
you have said to my
colleague that I would say they're obligated here? Why do I need to
know? No.
How do you chavish to me that you know goes achayim and drinking?
There is no default. It's the chachon. We have a machlekes with chachon and Rabbi Yehuda whether afin or beis nes can be machayev tzarim. It's a process on the eitz chinuch. That's a machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda chachon. It would be negay maybe other mitzvahs as well. But this is the machlekes. This is the brayso where they discuss it. If you ask Stam Tzonaim, we don't know what the halach would be by afin or beis nes. This is the machlekes. This is the machlekes chachon and Rabbi Yehuda. My kids are less than age of chinuch, so they have to eat, so they have to have avocations. That's one malachah you learn.
in a time when it was so concentrated that he had a distill of three times, I knew that adults drink. Is he a way of a free child to drink this disgusting wine?
Very good. Good R. Rafa, we'll talk about that in a second. Good R. It's not like he's saying it. If it's his fear, or it's his father's fear, to make sure he doesn't. Yeah. It's Rashi. Brachas must be one way. Tzeis must be the other way. It's not like he's saying it. But the chayev to do it. But the chayev because of themselves, the chayev because their father is making them to do it. But the chayev to drink that cup of wine. Says Rabbi Yehuda, let Nezir Chitnach, there's no chiyuv whatsoever.
That's a weird way that he phrases that concept. It's what he's trying to say is less than the age of Chitnach, your putter, then the lotion of
Mat Yishba Yayin
sounds a little bit like, sounds almost as if like, you don't give wine to your kid, like,
what's the point?
There's no gula for a kid with Yayin, it doesn't sound like he's young, so he's putter. It sounds like he's saying something else.
Something is correct. Other than wine, do something else, who knows what it is. Yeah.
We'll see. The Rishayim will talk about these, touch upon the birds. Rafi's point, the beer, the Rama's point, we'll see. That's the Malach of the Rashbam, personally. Rashbam learned that. So we're talking about kids that are very young kids. So what should you give them? Says, good that you give them clothes, goyvim, in order to keep them excited. So they should ask. I mean, even a kid that's pockets on Eidu Chinuch, it's chayv and mitzvah to be seen to his child. That's what comes out. Even a kid that doesn't have a chiv of chinuch of other cases, however, we still want them to be involved in the mitzvah of a sippy inside. Okay, we'll get to Rashbam on the Dalek soon. Now this Malek is subject to a dispute in the Rishayim. The Ran understood otherwise. The Ran understood that this Gemara is talking about one who has reached the age of Chinuch. Let's say Chinuch, but don't have him that kid should be chayiv. Why should any Rabbanon think that kids should be chayiv less than age of Chinuch? Rather we're talking about has reached the age of Chinuch. And as we say, Zechinot says, Zechachomim, the Chayev to give them our graces. So what's the beauty of the Taina? Maybe we're talking about that, we say, Zechinot. So what's the beauty of the Taina? Chimat, Eret, Yej, Nitinoik, Yej, Yayin. You're going to make it Zechinot.
It's more important for them to stay up to learn.
But you can't afford to sleep.
Right.
Says the Ram is on page Rav Gimel on his base. Rav Gimel on his base. The Ram, I'll read that. It's a one-liner. The Ram is further on. Matelis is to know Yain. Shaloyma. Such a thing, you can't be machal in the mitzvah. Kim de'inanim osmechim boy, einoy lehem de'achir. Since kids don't enjoy four cups of wine, that's not chayv. Sorry, the whole point of Abba Krisa is chayv. So Mela, since they don't have enough from it, that's not chayv. It's not shaykh enough with them. So Mela, that's what I view those timing. Mata Ellis, the Tinek is behind. It can't be that you've got mitzvah chinuch here because they don't have any anor from it. Hello? What does it mean? It means that you give them candy to keep them away. So Machlek is saying them here, from what age do you have to give two kids at the age of chinuch have a chiyuv of abu kris? Comes to the Rashbam, maybe yes. The Gemara is talking about less than the age of Chinuch. According to the Ran, it's only the age of Chinuch, and on that there's a Machlokes between Chachamim and Yehuda. And you have to know how we pass them. Do we pass them to Chachamim? Do we pass them to Yehuda? Regarding whether kids are chayev with Chinuch. So when our pass them, it's a mitzvah to give kids who have reached the age of Chinuch, it's a mitzvah to give them wine. Says Mishabura, it's not Likuva, and Shaitim says, because many Rishonim pass them like Yehuda. when you say in Pasan Aribuda that there's no te'elet, meaning the Ram, then there's no te'elet, and it scares brings this, there's no te'elet to give a kid who's reached the age of chinuch wine. Shemamela, the grapes is the same, it's how to drink four cups of grapes. Shemamela says, we've come out that the machlikas, the double machlikas, first of all machlikas, which kids are we talking about? It could be that the machlikas, the beautiful machlikas, we're talking about less than age of chinuch, but more than age of chinuch, maybe everyone would agree with chayef. But in Tatsani, the Rav understood that we're talking about the case where they reach the age of chinuch, and the discussion is, once you reach the age of chinuch, are you chayef or not? And even on that, it depends on your shenim all by Buddha that you've got no chiyuv to give, because for them it's not a simcha. He also has to go to Arya and say, what's the halakha if somebody suffers headaches from drinking wine? An adult, would he be chayev to have abakut? The halakha is, Mishra, the Shulchanach says that even somebody who's mitzayet and has headaches should drink abakut. But Mr. Burr says, but not talking about a person that would have to go to bed due to that. So Mr. Burr is passed because that's not their case. I mean, even Shulchan Aruch says that somebody with headache is still, he has an element of chayus. But if somebody doesn't have a day of chayus, others shouldn't be drinking avocado. So we're seeing, that's what the Ram is saying, is that's the Buddha. The Buddha is saying, a kid drinking four cups of wine is like an adult going to bed. It's not shaykh, it doesn't have any chayus from it.
He says that the halacha is like Gemuda, not like the Manda Omar, says that kids are chayes. The first is also, that's how you read it. Omar Rebuda means Gemuda is talking to them. Also, Ella is saying,
but the walnuts and the harsh grain are not a mitzvah. It seems to be an alternative what to do with them.
Right.
And you've conveyed with a mitzvah yai, which every week we have women and men, okay, now we're going to slip the kids in grade. Well, I have a great idea. When are we going to do this? Is that a mitzvah? No, it's just a good warning.
Right. So Rafi is raising another point, which is a good ha'ara. We'll carry on the Gemara a little bit, and then I'll come back to it, remind me. So the Gemara says, what about giving them wine? Hello! So you give them roasted grain, right? Roasted wheat kernels and nuts. Why should you do that? Give them away. Right, give them away. That's what it is. Oh, this hour, which Rafi and Ramon are saying, that we were never discussing that. We were discussing the mitzvah abakasis. So why are you now moving on to another topic? So, tzecha tzecha. Huh? No. The mitzvah tzecha, you have to say, that much everyone knew that you give something to kids. The Rabbanon thought what you give them is cups of wine. And the Buddha said, no, the father wasn't what Chazal was talking about when we spoke giving things to kids. But rather, it meant you give them something to keep them awake. That's mitzvah tzecha. Clearly, the machlekes, the Buddha Chacham, was talking about giving them wine to be a kind of mitzvah. Or if you learn that the idea was Mitzvah Chinuch, clearly the idea here was something to do with Mitzvah Avakasis. So we're moving now on to a different thing. Hello, to keep them awake. So you're asking very well questioned, that it's a different topic. We're talking about Avakasis. You just say, I disagree, there's no Mitzvah Avakasis. What's the hello? So you have to say, like I'm saying, that no, there was some type of Kabbalah that we give things to kids on stay the night. The Chachamim thought it meant you give avocates, either because of Afim Higalu or because of Mitzvah Skenos, to which it would have said, you've got it all wrong. There's no tzad to give wine. Rather, the tzad is to give kernels to keep you awake. That's the Mahalach how you have to learn if you don't have to learn by the Rashbam. Interesting. Maram Chalava has a completely different shot, and he asks, he disputes the Rashbam basically because of this point. He says, there's no happening in the world that you give kids wine. No happening. But rather, the happening was that you give them wine to keep them interested. To which Rabbi Yehuda answers back, wine isn't going to keep kids interested. Wine is not going to keep them interested. Hello, you give them kernels and nuts. That means according to Ram Chalava, and he says not like the Rashbam, because no one would say that you give the kids a chiyuv of mitzvah. No one would say that the kids should have a chiyuv to do mitzvah avakeitzes. Why? They know I'm meaning not medin, chinuch, not medin, not chinuch. There was a discussion here what to do to keep kids awake. Do you give them wine? That might keep them awake. Says they know, no, that doesn't. They says, you that wine doesn't keep kids awake. You're like a shalim chinuch here. What keeps kids awake or not? Parental classes. So says if you you give them close by goodness. That fits in very well with your aura. I'm saying it according to the other saying in him, you have to learn that there was a discussion here. There seems to have been some Kabbalah that you give things to kids, and the discussion is what? Do you give to kids wine, or do you give to kids clothes by goyim?
In a way, it's answering how do they participate? How do people participate in a Seder? Men and women participate with the four cups.
And the discussion was,
they have to participate, which means they can't fall asleep. So that's why, this is how they participate with the popcorn, the roasted kernels.
I had probably 99.9% wrong shot, but that really when it says that the kids are chayav, it doesn't really mean that the kids are chayav. It means kids need to stay up in order that their parents should have the mitzvah, be able to perform the mitzvah properly. How do you do that?
I'm saying it says here that kids are chayav with other kids. It doesn't say with siblings and
children. Yeah, but even according to the chat that we just had, it's all really about participation.
Oh, yeah. It's
kind of like, it doesn't literally mean
wine. Right. Come to when we said with wine, we didn't mean our father cases. We meant to keep them waiting.
The kid doesn't think the parent failed.
I mean, that's my wrong style of
tradition.
On the one hand, it says that there's no way you can have wine for the rest of it. If you give them wine to keep them up,
no, I mean, there's no way a kid is chayiv with mitzvah skenos. Rather, according to Ram Chalava, you wouldn't be giving him a shir kris either. They're just giving him a little bit of wine to keep him excited. They have a little bit of shnapskas there. Not mitzvah. Right. So what's kloyes and what's egoism? This must all the Rishonim agree now in Pshat and Abiyuda. Abiyuda is saying you're giving them these things in order to keep them going, right? Kloyes, it's roasted old wheat kernels. Why old? To chodosh also, because chodosh is the issa to eat new produce that grew since the previous Pesach. You don't have to eat it until the second day of Pesach. So meila, the kernels that you give the kids to eat, the wheat kernels, can't be that year's produce because you have to wait till the next year. So till 2 days later. So meila must be talking about old kernels. The Chodesh also had a Melayim Rishon of Pesach, because Chodesh is also still on the night of Pesach.
It seems that Rashbam found it interesting, this idea of roasted kernels. Whoever's heard of roasted kernels? He said, there's a place in Spain, that they dry out old wheat kernels on a frying pan, and they eat them together with nuts, and that's why the Gemara spoke about kloyos and agoizim, because that seems to be what people had in Spain. And you see, it seems to be a common delicacy. That is a scam, in those days that's what it was, and that's what you would give to kids to keep them awake. The Pi Rabbeinu Shmuel Achosis.
Spain.
Regam, Mr. Ashkenaz, as far as is France is Chapat, Chapatim are France. Ashkenaz also can be France, as far as Spain. Regam, Mishnah, Martino. Even in the Mesa we find such an idea. Kloyes, Rabbeinu Shmuel Chosid, there was a person, a Rishon. Again, the Mishnah, Matino, Kloyes, Mechit Mishonim. In the Mishnah also you do find such an idea of roasted kernels. The Shnei Mesechus Shumos, and it's learned, it's mentioned in Mesechus Shumos, Agav, Gura, Agav. Yeah, by the way. It says that the Zman Sol Shumo, Toyo. If a saw of truma, a saw is a measure of truma toyah, shenofla, that fell into pochus mamecholim, to me, that fell into less than 100 cholim to me. Now, halacha is, the truma is bottle, the male. Right? It needs to be, it fell into 100, then it's bottle. So, here it fell into something less than 100, so it's not bottle. So I have in this mixture, a mixture of truma, it's not bottle. So what do you do? It says to you, you have to take out one verse toif and burn it. Why? Because it's truma tmeya. Blaz says no, you don't burn it, tali, you take it out. The toif and eat it, nikudim oikloyes, you eat it, nikudim oikloyes. And dry. Nekudim means eat it dry or roasted. Or you tolos the may paste. The idea is that this truma that fell in was tarik. That mixed together with dry tamir, pulling tamir. So you have to make sure that this truma that you take out, doesn't come tomic. So now if you roast it with liquid, then you'll be metamic. So mela, you should do it either roast it dry, heat it dry, that's a cloyus, or you mix it with maperis. Maperis is a mushroom, the cabbage of the juice. Yeah, fruit juice. So, those of you that want to learn the Mishnah properly, it's the Mishnah and Shumas there. You can learn it there. There's a discussion there, actually. Some people say it's not there. But Shasha is the image on this. But the idea is, Kloyes means roasted kernels, and it seems that was a delicacy there. And that's all you do, is to keep kids awake. Chit v'matzo. No, we're not there yet. So that's what Rav Yehuda says. Okay, the Gemara is clear? The first point of the Gemara, yeah? First point of the Gemara is that you've got to give contribute that you keep kids awake. Halach on a Maisa, we saw that in Shulchan Aruch says you give kids who have reached the age of Chinuch, you give them other cases. Mr. Burns says that it's only a mitzvah, it's not making halacha because loads of people are chilek. And they hold their Rebuta that even one stage of Chinuch, there's no mitzvah to give other cases. Right in the Gemara. Tanya Ibeleza Ina. Ibeleza says, Chitvin Matzahis Velil Tzokin. You snatch the Matzahis and the Tzokin, Mishotin Okoiz, Shalais Nishonu. Because of the kids, you don't want the kids to fall asleep. That's why you snatch Matzahis. So what do you mean by Chitvin Matzahis? Says the Rashba. Magbi in Issachar, you lift up, says Rashbam. Yeah, the Rashbam. Magbi in Issachar, you lift up the Ka'ara. Bishvil Chinoikos, say Yeshivu. So that kids will ask the question. I pick up the Ka'ara. They say, I'm picking up the matzah, they're picking up all the different things. And the kids start asking, why are you doing that?
Instead of reading it, putting matzah, it could be a Chotin Mitzvah.
Who mentions Sayyidina Mother?
Okay.
Yeah, as I said, the Rasbam said. Rasbam will take the matzah.
So you think you're elevating the what? The plate?
The matzah. So he says it means the car with the matzah inside. For mitzvahs or tzitzu. Right? So the Rasbam said, chotim matzah. Chotim matzah. It means you pick up the plate which has the matzah on. It's just, you know, so the kids should ask, hey, what's this? Well, what are you doing? Okay? Rashi at the top of the arm, another thing goes, sir. Chotim matzah. Magmina took, oh, it's a kid should ask. Anyone for some left? The Gemara said something else to Rashi. That's one dear, okay.
Because they don't fall asleep.
The Gemara says, Kiddushalei Shano, they shouldn't fall asleep. And the Rashbam saying, Rashi, Rashbam saying something else completely. They should not, so they should ask. So they should ask.
Yishalu is
the same thing. It's really two points here. Kiddushalei Yishalu is they see something weird. And they'll ask a question. Yeah? That means we want them to ask questions. So we're saying, pick up the plate so see something weird in order to ask a question. Yeah? The Gemara said different things. Shelo Yishanu. So I don't know if you have a gift on the side of yours. And mine have got. You've probably got a letter or something on the Gemara. On the Gemara. You got an honest?
Yeah.
No, not that one.
Not that one?
Yeah, but it'll give one, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, on the side of the Gemara, there's inside of the old edition, and yours it probably goes somewhere over here. No, not here. I don't know, it's just modern Gemara, it can't work.
Oh, you think you want the bottom?
Yeah. At the bottom
here,
yeah,
no, not. There is, and it has to be up.
At the bottom,
up there, not there.
It says, Kedei Sheyisha Lu. There is a Gersa in the Gemara, Kedei Sheyisha Lu. There is such a Gersa. And the idea is that we do things on Seder night to get kids to ask questions. That's the idea why we do things to get kids to ask questions. There's also an element of making sure they don't fall asleep. But besides that, there's anyway an element of making sure that he should ask questions. Mashal had such a good sense as well. So, that fits in very good what Rashi is saying now. Chotim matzah, we pick up the plate, so the kids should ask questions. What's the second shot? Vitzim afoshi. Chotim matzah, ichin maher. Eat quickly. Why should you eat quickly?
Taking a lot to fall asleep.
Yeah. Huh?
They eat a lot.
No, I think the matter means you get to Agoda quickly. You get to eating quickly. You get to eating quickly. Why should you get to eating quickly? Why should you get to the meal quick? So kids don't fall asleep. Now we're saying a different reason. So not so that you should ask questions, but rather that you shouldn't fall asleep. So it's in accordance with the first child, Rashi, the reason why you must be, the reason why you pick up the car is the kids should ask questions. According to that, gives, according to the second child, Rashi, the reason why you eat quickly, get to the meal quick, is that you shouldn't fall asleep.
Right?
It's like the gifts that we have in our Gemara.
Our Gemara is, can Shelo Yishan, so he shouldn't fall asleep. If the kids see and we're rushing, he won't fall asleep. Right, he'll get to the meal quickly before he falls asleep. I mean, the two gives two shots that we have in Rashi, it's totally in two gives choice. Couldn't the first gives, couldn't the first shot of Rashi, the gives is Kadeshi Yishalu. Couldn't the second gives of Rashi, couldn't the second shot of Rashi, the gives is Kadeshi and they shouldn't fall asleep. Now look at the Bach. So it's called an Aleph. Those of you who have Bach, you should have Bach. The Bach is called an Aleph. Chos v'mata. Perel tzochem, ishvil, tinoika, isidine bracket, shelo yishanu. Nesta b'sud tzidoi. The Pirish Kamadei Rashi. Logo sinale. According to the first explanation of Rashi, not goes Kadesha lo yishanu, rather Kadesha yishalu. Right? What we're learning is exactly in the Bach. There's two explanations in Rashi, and according to the explanations, there's a big enough kumina what the purpose is. What's the purpose? Is the purpose to keep the kids awake, or is the purpose that they should get to the meal? They should ask questions. Kunta first Rav Rashi, the sole purpose is to get them to ask questions. According to the second Rav Rashi, to eat quickly, otherwise they'll fall asleep before you finish that gala. You must get to them.
Why can't we take one other thing? We saw beforehand when we talked about Rabbi Yehuda, it says, in order for you don't go to sleep, but in order for them to ask. The purpose is for them to ask. We don't want them to go to sleep, so they can ask. What are the things?
So you're right. If I tell you I'm giving you candy, the candy, you're not going to ask the question, why am I getting candy? There it is. So I'm doing it in order to keep you awake. Why? Why do I want to keep you awake? So you should keep doing advocacy. So you should be able to tell you the Sibisis Mishai. But here I'm telling you an act, what to do. Pick up the plate. Why should I do that? So in order to pique his interest, in order to make him ask questions. So, again, if I'm telling you I'm giving you candy, why am I giving you candy? To keep him awake. Why do I want to keep him awake? I have to explain to you, yeah, Kadesh Yisru. But the purpose is Kadesh Yisru. For picking up the plate, the purpose is not to keep him awake. That's not the matara of our night. So I'll ask you, what am I meant to be doing tonight? Keeping the kids awake? No, you got it wrong. The purpose is to ask questions. So here we're saying, you're picking up the plate. Why? Right. Then to ask questions. If I tell you, I'm speeding up the meal, the reason why I'm speeding up the meal is the speeding up the meal is not going to make them ask questions. The speeding up the meal is a means in order to make sure they don't fall asleep. That's the purpose of picking up the meal. So there's really two different things here. You're not saying you're picking up the plate, why not picking up the plate? On which point else are you asking? You're saying the second one holds the first, or the first holds the second? Are you saying they're not one, they're not one of the same? Because if I'm picking up the plate, it's not, so it shouldn't fall asleep. The reason I'm picking up the plate is good for that, to make them ask the question. Stop listening for the sleep.
You're doing things that you need in order to make it more alive and interesting.
Why?
They will ask questions.
Right, that's the point. Pick up the plate to make them ask questions. So that is what he means. Nothing back because he shouldn't go to sleep. Pick up the plate so you shouldn't fall asleep? No. Pick up the plate because that's what arouses the question. That's what piques interest.
That will not let you go to sleep.
I don't care about going to sleep. That's not irrelevant. Yeah. Because what Rogiva was talking about was talking about giving them candy. Giving them candy is not going to ask the question. So why am I giving candy? Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because if I give them candy, they'll stay awake till when they pick up the plate, and then they'll ask the question. So the candy is a means to get to the asking of the question. But the picking up the plate is the asking of the question itself. Right? So picking up the plate has nothing to do. Definitely nothing to do with, so you shouldn't fall asleep.
That's straight to the point. The reason why we do weird things on Seder night is the Shas script. Now, the second shot was, make sure you do that got the quick. Why should you do that got the quick? Well, is it not
asleep?
There it's so they shouldn't fall asleep. Why shouldn't they fall asleep?
So they could ask questions.
There it's so they shouldn't fall asleep. So they ask questions. True, fair enough. But the reason why I'm speeding up is they shouldn't fall asleep in order to ask the question. So there's two ma'alkim in the sugya. Is the ma'alkim in the sugya that I'm telling you to do X that will make the kids ask questions? Or is the ma'alkim in the sugya, make sure the kids stay awake? Why should I make sure the kids stay awake? So that they'll ask questions. But the ma'alkim in the sugya is, make sure the kids stay awake. That's the two ma'alkim in the sugya. Are we addressing the points you do to make the kids ask the questions? Or are you addressing the things you do to make sure the kids stay awake so that the kids will be able to ask the questions?
Maybe it's one and the same, dude. That's why we've got different years of coming.
Why is it one and the same? Which way is the one?
I know you're arguing against that, but...
Explain to me then why. I'm arguing against it. Explain
to
me.
Chazal or... That's why we have one girsa has not to fall asleep, and the other girsa has the word to ask questions. To them, they realized it was the same.
But in which way do it the same?
It's the ultimate goal. No, the ultimate goal.
The ultimate goal is just ask questions.
Yeah.
To ask questions. This issue, what's going to do, we're going to see. Picking up the plate, does she want to sleep? Does that make any sense?
You have to do both. You're right. I can't do one or the other.
How does it say picking up a preacher should fall asleep? Why shouldn't he fall asleep? He should ask questions. She goes to the point. Pick up a preacher because he's going to ask questions about picking up a preacher. It's two different points. And we'll see as the Rashbam goes on, it's very important to stress those two different points. Mm-hmm. The first halach of Rashi was the point of making kids interested. And the second halach of Rashi was making sure kids don't fall asleep so that they should be interested. But the point was they shouldn't fall asleep.
Why
don't
they say the point is
kids?
We have some sort of people that decide. And only after that we partake in the actual meal. And only after we're satiated do we partake of the carbon based off. And it's a chiyuv for everybody to eat the carbon based off.
Chiyuv on kids to eat from others. Chiyuv on kids to eat from the carbon based off. Which way?
What's on next?
Okay. The one chiyuv that's mentioned in the Torah is Vegata Levincha, this mitzvah typically is Mitzrayim. And everything we do on Seder night is focused around the Vegata Levincha and focused around to making sure that the kids should have this Vegata Levincha. We don't find it a chiyuv to make sure your kids will have other mitzvahs. Of course, you got mitzvahs chinuch, but there's no special takonah to make sure your kids should be able to do those mitzvahs. It's mitzvahs chinuch. We have one mitzvah in the Torah, which is a mitzvah in the Torah, Vegata Levincha, you have a chiyuv to make sure that your kids to say over to your Mrs. Raisa, to say over to your kids about how we were saved in Mitzrayim. So we have to make sure that the kids will be awake and interested so we can give over to them. Good idea.
So how does that fit in with eating quickly? What does quote mean eating quickly? How does that help the aspect of asking questions?
Right. So Mishnah will ask this question.
Eating is after the question has been asked.
Very good.
They ready to recite Mami Shadam. Are you ready to
sit on Gaza? Everyone have a this question? If the whole point is to be doing then what's the point of rushing to eat? So the Mishra asked the question. Mishra says two truths. Says two truths. One truth he says, the Prophet has to write inside, if a kid knows that your God is going to take 2.5 hours, he's going to shut up and go to bed. If he knows that soon we're going to be eating, he'll be interested. And therefore, make sure you from a halach that odd night we're going to be eating, so the kids will therefore be interested about every little thing that happens in the Seder night, and we'll be asking questions as you go along. That's one mahalach. That's, he says, the posh mahalach. The other mahalach he suggests, and he says to him, is that the main questions that should be asked
sounds very radical, is when we eat the matzah, when we eat the morah, when we dip in the harisim, when we do the avikarimon, that's when the main question should be asked. Although the tekona was in Manish Tamid at the beginning of the Agada, the main question should be asked when the foil you're eating, when actively you're eating. And therefore, speed along the Haggadah so that when you get to the matzah, the kids will be there awake and ask questions, why are you eating matzah, why are you dipping the morah, why are you eating morah, why are you dipping in harisim, all the different things. And that's his, he says sarkhin, because it sounds a bit radical. For the kids, could be. Okay, that's so that's the second shot. Says the Rashbam, I have a different gusa. Vishgut and Matzis, which means Magbinis the Ka'ara, you pick up the plate, sheesh, for Matzah, for Moroi, Vishtei, Kavshilin. So that's what it means, it doesn't mean matzah, it's mitzvah, right? You pick up the mitzvah, meaning you pick up the Korah. There's no difference really between the first chat of Rashi and this chat of Rashbam, just the difference is the words. Kundu Rashbam, it means you pick up, the words are matzah, it means you pick up the Korah that has the matzah on. And according to the Rashbam, there was a gift of mitzvah, means you pick up the Korah that has the mitzvah on. It's the same chat. Really, says Rashbam, I have another chat. Chosfin means misalkin es alechem miyad ha-shinoikos shelo yehu yishonim mitoich machal harbe sheini mitoich machal harbe means you stop kids from eating too much shelo yehu sheini mitoich machal harbe kidech ha-shinoik ach ha-chilosoi. A kid that eats goes straight to sleep, adults do the same, but v'shuv lo yishelu, and then they won't ask the question. Therefore it means choytvin tamatzah, means you stop kids from eating food. Amrachsav kishachoytvin, when you snatch it from them, lo yishnu mishalu, they won't fall asleep and therefore they'll ask questions. Kaloima, lo yishnu, they won't sleep, shalei ochel kadei tveon, they didn't eat too much. And therefore yishalu, they'll ask kishiyu hashinuyim, when you see the differences. Shonu aysi, mekeri litinokos, we do all different things on Zedan night, so that kids should ask, could they come on? Like we'll see as the Gemara goes on, there's differences that we do on Seder night. Chimukach wasn't to Sefta. Says the Rashbam, my chat is Mukach and the Sefta as well. The Tanya, Imlezo, Ime, Chuitin, Matzah, Litinoik, Kadesh, Elayishan, you snatch the Matzah from the Tinoik, so you shouldn't fall asleep. Reb Yehuda, Ime, Mishmoy, even if the kid only had one chazeres, he only dipped one dip. We snatched the matzah from him, so he shouldn't fall asleep. You steal it from him, you take it away from him.
Even if he only had one
chazeres, you take it away from him, so he shouldn't be eating too much. Okay. Where's the Makovin such a thing?
What?
Where's the Makovin such a thing?
Not here.
Based on it, but is the Makovin the Arishan is sent such a thing? It's based, definitely the minute is based on this idea that if the kid takes the Christian Samatha, either the father takes it or the kid takes it after he came on, hides it. Some people frown about it. The Klein Bris didn't like it because the Afrikaim is meant to be the Kompesa. And the Kompesa has to be protected, has to be looked after. And you can't give it to kids, it's not Chaim Mimitzus. It's not correct. Says of Klein Bris for the kids to stand to Afrikaim. But the Minig definitely is from such a thing. I don't really know how it keeps the kids awake, because they take it and they can fall asleep. I guess they know they'll get their prize after it keeps them awake. Yeah. Okay, so this is not important, all important, but at this point in our Islam is just referring back to what we spoke earlier. Abeinu Peirush, Shekein Ika, Oysar Loshon. Rashi says that the Oichlin Maher, the second shot of Rashi, is the main one. Remain Lecher. How do I know that? Mediktoni Hade Kiva Basso. Since Reb Kiva is mentioned, I've got my finger in there as well. Mediktoni Hade Kiva Basso. Since Reb Kiva is mentioned after it.
Oh, okay.
Since Reb Kiva is mentioned after it. Rashi says that the second shot is the right shot because the Bekiva is mentioned after it. Right? That means in the Mishnah bring down, in the Gemara brings down the Bekiva on Erev Pesach would stop his start learning. He was sending Talmidim home. Right? He was sending Talmidim home. So
we're not there yet, are we, in the Gemara?
No. We didn't read it. Tanya Omer Rav Erev Kiva. Quite right. Tanya Omer Rav Erev Kiva. Miyomav Leoma. Higia Eiz Nama Mishnah Medrash. I never ever told the Talmidim go home. Chutz Miyav Yishtokim. Leav Yemikipurim. Apart from on Pesach time and Yom Kippur time. Be'er Pesach. Yishvil Shinoikos. Kedei Shalei Yishonu. On Be'er Pesach. I do it so the kids should not fall asleep. And have him kippa. Today should they have yachilu et pene. And have him kippa so the father should feed the kids meal before him kippa. So there were twice a year when Rebbe Kiva would make sure Talmidim would go home. You know, the Talmidim would like to stay in the Beit Midrash 24/7. And twice a year he would tell them to go home. One time was Erev Pesach. Why would he tell them to go home Erev Pesach? To make sure the kids will be awake on Seder night. And the second one was Erev Yom Kippur in order to make sure the kids will have a good meal before Yom Kippur. Now, says Rashi, the second shot I told you, that means, what was the second shot? So it shouldn't be asleep. That's mukach. Why? Because you see, Rebbe Kiva is bored straight after it. And what's Rebbe Kiva talking about? To make sure the kids will be awake on Seder night. So the second shot is mukach. Now, mukach as in you see from the fact that Rebbe Kiva is bored afterwards that the shot, the second shot of Rashi is the right shot. Right? Now, what was the purpose of Rebbe Kiva going, of the Talmidim going home early? Why did they go home early on Erev Pesach? So there's two pshatim, right? There's two pshatim. One shot was, why did they go home early? So we can skip a Rashbam. So next Rashbam, Chutzav Yitzchokim. One shot was, Kidei Shi Yishnu Etatinoika Yitzbiyayim. So that you should put the kids to bed during the day. This is the Makori of going to sleep on Erev Pesach. It's got basis in Rishonim. Put the kids to go to sleep on Erev Pesach. Why? V'loi v'laylam, Shafa Goda. If they don't go to sleep in the daytime, they'll go to sleep in the nighttime. Therefore, make sure they go to sleep in the daytime before. Inami, second shot. Kishmakna Dalailach, Ashekshech, if the Talmidim would stay in shul too late, till after nightfall, Yishen Matinoik, the Tzoyk has already fallen asleep before the daddies come home. Therefore, make sure you come home early, and therefore you can start to stay the night on time. So, two shot him in what this idea of Rebbe Kiva was. Either to make the fathers go home during the day, and put the kids to sleep during the day, or so that the kids shouldn't make the fathers come home and start to see the night on time, because if they don't start to see the night on time, the kids would go to sleep before the fathers come home. Says Rashi that from Rebbe Kiva I see that the second shot I told you is the right shot, that you eat quickly so the kids shouldn't fall asleep. Why, where do you see that? From Rebbe Kiva, from this Rebbe Kiva, you see the idea is of eating quickly. Not the idea of filling up a plate, rather the idea of eating quickly. Where do you see it? Yeah, where do you see it? Oh, what are you saying?
From the
bacon
leg.
Yeah, he wants to get home before they fall asleep, so we're trying to hurry things up so they can fall asleep.
You want it? From the fact that you see, he'll say, from the fact that you see that Rebbe Akiva has made them, the Tzami didn't come home. And start saying on time, so you see, it's exactly what we just said. So you should hurry up the meal, so the kitchen fall asleep. The problem is, very nice, yeah? The problem is that Rashi is the one who's Makoya this, learned by the first child of Rashbam. Rashi says, Chutz Na'aviv Sochim, today, so Yishna Tinek V'yoyim, V'lei V'layla, Yishna Tagona. Rashi learned that the reason why Rabbi Akiva sent his Talmidim home in the day was to put the kids to bed in the day. So why is Rabbi Akiva a raya to Rashi's second shot? Again, Rashi has two shots. What's the reason of Magbin Ashkara? Is the reason Magbin Ashkara in order to pique their interest? Or is it the kids should mean speed up the meal so they shouldn't fall asleep? So he says the second shot's right. Why? Because Rav Kiva brought straight after, and Rav Kiva was Magbid that the Talmidim should go home. Why should Magbid the Talmidim should go home? So the kids should be able, so the kids should go to sleep during the day. What's that got to do with speeding up the meal?
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have to, because they have a nap. Wow.
Not Mulchach, but even if it happened today, if you go on till 1 in the night, it's still going to be hard for kids to stay awake. Yeah? So what's Shat in this Rashi? What's Shat in Rashbam? Rashbam says, Rashi says, that the reason why Rebbe Akiva, the reason I know my second Shat is the right Shat, the reason I know the idea is to speed up the Seder night, is from the fact that Rebbe Akiva mentioned straight after it. In which way should Kiva mention say afterwards? That he made this on me to make sure the kids go to sleep during the day. Therefore I know that my shot of Seder, and I'm speeding up the Seder, is the right shot. How do I see it? What's the connection?
This is the second one from the Seder. It says, where he says that you should stop learning, go home, make sure your kids hear do your Seder with your children, then come back to the Midrash.
And again, Rashi learned that the reason why they would go home early is to put the kids to bed in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about starting Seder night on time.
Okay.
To put the kids to bed on the daytime, that's what Rashi says. So what's that connected, and which way is that connected to prove that the second shot of Rashi was the right shot? In which way do I now know?
Rashi.
It might have been the Rashi.
Rashi
is the author here. Rashi's quoting Rashi. Mm-hmm. Rashi gave two shotim. One shot Rashi gave was to mean pick up the pekar in order to be dangerous. Second shot Rashi said was to speed up the meal in order the kitchen for the sleep. Rashi says, I know my shot is right because the Kiva is mentioned afterwards. What's the Kiva mentioned afterwards? By making sure the kids take a nap during the day. Now how do I know? Why is that proof to the second shot of Rashi that means speed up the meal?
It doesn't pique their interest by them taking a nap in the day. It's just make sure that they can stay up the night.
Rashi, you're concerned about the kids falling asleep.
Excellent, that's the shot. There you go. It's just you said in some other language.
It doesn't pique interest.
What's pique interest over there? The shot is, right, Yossi, this is the shot, I meet you. The shot is that the second shot of Rashi are methods of making sure the kids will stay awake. That's what the point is. The point, the focus of this Gemara is, according to Tengah Shah Rashi, is making sure the kids don't fall asleep. Rav Kiva is also doing that. Rav Kiva is to make sure they go to sleep during the day in order to be awake in the night. So the focus of Rav Kiva is to make sure they're staying awake. Mashing it, we know that the first child Rashi, was the focus of the Gemara was pique their interest. Rav Kiva's got no shaykhs to that. Rav Kiva, about making them go to sleep during the day, got no shaykhs with piquing interest. Therefore, if the Gemara brings Rav Kiva, If the Gemara brings Rav Kiva, which is the idea of Rav Kiva is make sure they go to sleep in the night, in the daytime, so that they shouldn't sleep in the night. That's the lashon of the Rashbam. They should go to sleep in the, also the lashon of Rashi, that they should go to sleep in the daytime, so that they shouldn't be sleeping in the night time. Means the focus of the Gemara is making sure that they'll be awake in the night. So it's matim that the Gemara just mentioned. There's also focus on that. The focus is staying awake in the night. So maybe that's the question. So if I can make you do a quick sikkum, and then we can leave you to your own thing. A quick sikkum. We started off saying Tumalkim and Rashi, right? And we made a point of focusing what's the focus of that, of those Rashi. One shot of Rashi was the focus was piquing interest. And that's the loss of the market. They say yes, they have that gift. The second matter of Rashi, the focus was keeping awake. And that's the other gift of the market. They say keeping awake. Rashi says that the second one must be right, because if Kiva is brought after us, whose focus is also about keeping them awake. Right? Mameda must be the right one. I'm saying if you don't have the first shot of Rashi, where the focus was like piquing interest, the Kiva has nothing to do with that. Very good. Okay. I understand you've all seen Rashbam and Tesis. It's very good. So you should carry on the Gemara until...
I didn't want to say so.
And see, I'm not, I remember doing it today. We're doing it on something else. So carry on the Gemara until Omer B'Yitzchok. We're together with Tesis in Rashbam and Tesis until the Zavat Shalom inclusive. That means we should, at the end of the day, have done the first five Tesis of the pitch. Right? Inclusive. And once we get to the end of this Gemara, we will be doing a hop and a skip, so another five daf later.
Right. In other words, is that the rabbi stayed up all night and these two came in and said,